忙碌的生活里面呢、啊，能够拨出时间来亲近神，啊，这是很大的恩典。
It's really a blessing for us to be able to set aside time in this busy life, to draw close to God.
啊，感谢主啊，我们可以拨下一个礼拜的时间聚集在这里。
So we thank God that we can all set aside 1 week to be here.
啊，求主特别祝福带领我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us and guide us.
让我们在灵性上能够再一次的更新，让我们属灵上能够更加的成长。
May we all be renewed spiritually and make another advancement in our spirituality.
啊，祷告会之前呢、啊，跟我们读一段圣经，我们再一起来祷告。
Before we pray, let us read from a passage.
请看以赛亚书第二章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2.
以赛亚书二章第二节
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2
说末后的日子神殿的山必坚立超乎诸山高举过于万灵万民都要流归这山第三节
verse 3
必有许多国的民前往说来吧我们登神的山奔雅各神的殿主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的言语必出于耶路撒冷。第四节。
Four.
他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不提刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。六节。
Five.
雅各家来吧，我们在神的光明中行走。
Verse 2. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Three. Many people shall come and say.Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. For he shall judge between the nations, and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Five. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord.
那这是一幅非常美好的和平的图画。
This is a very beautiful scene of peace.
一般人以为说这是主耶稣要在地面上做王，千禧年国度的实现。
Many people believe that this is referring to how Christ will reign on the earth during the millennium.
因为他们认为说耶稣要在耶路撒冷做王。
These people believe that Jesus will reign from the city of Jerusalem.
好，万民都要受他的管制，成为一个和平的景象。
They claim that all the nations will come under his rule, and they will live in peace.
啊，但是事实上，我们看到，啊，在现在的耶路撒冷还是充满着很多的罪恶，啊，他们居民都不靠神。
But as we can see, even today, Jerusalem is still filled with sin and.People do not trust in God.
联合国要奠基的时候，要奠基的时候啊，啊把这个第四节啊装在一个瓶子里面啊，放到那个地基里面去。
At the founding of the United Nations building, the builders inscribed verse 4 onto a tablet and put it at the foundation of the building.
啊，盼望说啊，真正成为一个世界上一个和平的国度。
It was the goal of the United Nations that the world would become a place of peace.
能够，啊，把一些战争的武器啊变成生产的工具。
And they hope that spears can be turned into pruning hooks.
但是我们看到说啊，联合国成立了以后啊，世界还是没有和平啊，到处都有征战的事情。
And swords into plowshares. But even after the founding of the United Nations, we can see that.There is still no peace around the world.
但是这个圣经里面的预言会实现，这不是实现在地面上的国度。
Yet the prophecy in the Bible must come true. However, it will not come true in a physical or political sense.
这是在神的国度里面啊，在神的教会里面能够实现。
But rather, this prophecy will be fulfilled in God's church.
我们也知道说，这是教会未来一个非常美好的一个景象。
So the depiction here is a beautiful scene or picture of the future of the church.
说在末后的日子啊，啊会实现的事情。
And this is something that will come true in the last days.
那这个末日啊，当然我们知道说，主耶稣再临的时候啊，就是末日。
And we know, of course, that the last days refers to the coming of the Lord Jesus.
那是一个大而可畏啊，啊一个审判的大日。
That will be a dreadful and awesome day, and it will be a day of judgment.
我们看二章的十一节。
Let's read the same chapter.
以赛亚书二章十一节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 11.
说到那日啊，眼目高傲的必降为卑，性情狂傲的都要屈膝，唯独神被尊崇。十二节。
Verse 12.
那必有万军的神降华的一个日子，要临到骄傲狂妄的，一切筑高的都必降为卑。这里面有谈到很多有关主再临的日子。
There are many references in the Bible concerning the coming of the Lord.
啊，主要带着千万的天使来啊，施行审判。
The Lord will bring tens of thousands of angels with him to exercise judgment.
那是在末日之前啊，神要借着圣灵啊来重新降下来建设教会啊啊施行救恩。
But before that last day, God will first manifest his salvation through the church.
所以末后的日子说，神殿的山要坚立，要超乎。诸岭高级过万岭啊！
That is why it is stated in verse 2 that in the latter days the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established above all hills.
这锡安山呐、啊，耶路撒冷都是预表神的教会。
Both Mount Zion and Jerusalem represent the true church of God.
因为这是从天上降下来的新耶路撒冷。
This is the heavenly Jerusalem that has come down from heaven.
这是属灵的真教会的实现。
This is the fulfillment of the true church.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
啊，教会是真理的柱石跟根基。
It is also the pillar and foundation of the truth.
说神要透过教会来施行他的救恩。
And God will exercise his salvation through the church.
所以教会有神的智慧。能力权柄充满。
Therefore, the church is the fullness of God's power and authority.
耶稣要透过教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
Our Lord Jesus will receive the glory that's due him through the church.
所以末世的教会啊，是非常的超越尊荣的。
Therefore, the church in the latter days is very noble and glorious.
我们看以赛亚书的二十五章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 25.
以赛亚书二十五章第六节。
Isaiah 25 verse 6.
二十五章第六节。
Isaiah 25 verse 6.
说在这个山上，万军的神必为万民用回甘摆设宴席，用陈酒和满髓的回甘，并澄清的陈酒设摆宴席。神要在圣山上啊。摆设丰盛的属灵宴席。
God will set up a feast, a very rich feast on his holy mountain.
所以教会是要让万民啊来蒙恩啊啊到神的面前祷告得恩的地方。
Therefore, the church should be a place where people of all nations can come and receive a spiritual grace through prayer.
以赛亚书里面说啊，要成为一个福气的源头。
And according to Isaiah, the church is the fountain of blessings.
有时雨不断的落下。
And the rain will come in a timely season.
有甘霖普世大地。
And the dew will be spread across the earth.
因为神要在这个山上来束福气，直到永远。
Because God will bless everyone on this mountain forevermore.
说到末后的时候，万民要流归这座山。
And in the latter days, all nations will stream to this mountain.
因为许多的国民啊，都要来到神的教会来敬拜神。
People of many nations will come together in God's church to worship God.
所以末世的真教会会普传到各地呀、啊。
Therefore, the church in the latter days will be spread across the world.
啊，召集神的百姓啊，归入神的家里面。
And the people of God will be called into his house.
说万邦啊, 都要归入, 一起来颂赞主。
All the peoples will come together under God's name and praise God's name.
我们相信主耶稣的应许啊, 一定会实现。
We know that the promise of the Lord will surely come true.
我们也看到说啊, 渐渐有各族各民的人, 归入神的教会里面。
And gradually we are beginning to see people of different races coming into the church.
因为末世的福音啊, 要传遍普天下, 然后耶稣再临。
Because the gospel of the kingdom must be spread to all the world in the end time before Jesus comes.
那这里讲到说啊, 主要将他的道教训我们。
And according to Isaiah, these people will say that God will teach us his ways.
我们也要行他的路。
And we shall walk in his paths.
因为训诲要出于锡安。
For out of Zion shall go forth the law.
神的言语要出于耶路撒冷。
And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
所以得救的恩道啊, 一定是从神的教会里面出来。
Therefore, the message of salvation must come from God's church.
好像圣经里面说啊, 这个圣经, 神的救恩啊, 本来是从犹太人出来。
As the Bible tells us, salvation began with the Jews.
但末世的救恩啊,要从真教会里面出现。
But in the end time, the message of salvation will come from the church.
那这有很多圣经里面的预言。
There are many prophecies about this.
好像马太福音的13章讲到7个比喻。
For example, in Matthew chapter 13, the Bible records 13 parables.
第五个比喻说啊,有真知跟宝贝出现。
Seven parables, and the fifth parable is the appearance of the pearl.
就圣灵还有真理都出现。
The pearl and the treasures, which refer to this appearance of the Spirit.
就是主的末世的救恩开始。
And the truth, and this is the beginning of the salvation.
然后负责撒网的工作。
And the church will also be the one to spread the net.
启示录里面说啊, 那宝座出现了。
According to Revelation, the throne appeared.
羔羊坐在宝座上, 拿着书卷。
The lamb sat on the throne and holding a scroll.
这就是主的末世的一些救恩的开始。
All these are representations of the beginning of salvation in the last days.
约翰在写这个启示录的时候啊,
When he wrote Revelation,
他说到了第10章说啊, 有一个声音叫他说啊, 你要把那个小书卷拿来。
John recorded in chapter 4 that a voice told him to take the little scroll.
他说要把这个书卷把它吃下去。
And he was told to eat the scroll.
然后向着多民多国多方说预言。
And he needed to prophesy concerning many nations.
那这个诗卷都是有关末世的一些要实现的事情。
This little scroll contains things that will take place.
也是就是末世的救恩。
It is regarding the salvation in the
end. 到最后啊，这个诗卷啊都是展开了。
And this scroll was eventually opened.
因为神让我们能够了解其中的意义。
So that we may understand the meaning of the content.
然后我们要把它领受了以后，然后向着万民来传讲。
And after we have received this scroll, we need to proclaim it to all the nations.
所以神是把这些啊末世的救赎工作啊启示给我们了解。
That is why God has revealed to us the work of salvation in the last days.
我们也有责任啊把它领受了以后要向万民来做见证。
And it's our responsibility to proclaim this as a witness to all the nations.
来传扬末世的神的救恩。
To proclaim the salvation of God in the last days.
那神在这个教会里面啊, 要做王, 所以这个教会会成为一个非常和平的国度。
Now God will reign in the church, and the church will therefore become a kingdom of peace.
说本来一些征战的工具,刀啦,枪啦,就变成犁头,镰刀这些生产的工具。
Weapons of war will be turned into agricultural instruments such as plowshares or pruning hooks.
这在一般的世界上是没有办法实现的。
This is not possible in the world.
唯有在神的山里面啊, 神的国度里面才能够实现。
But it will come true in the on the mountain of God in His kingdom.
因为神的国要成为一个啊, 和平的国度。
God's kingdom shall be a kingdom of peace.
那我们今天啊, 来到神的山啊,
Today we have come to God's mountain.
我们来领受神的道。
We are here to receive God's word.
领受神的救恩。
And His salvation.
所以我们要好像摩西一样，能够上到山上，能够面对面见神。
So we, like Moses, need to go up the mountain to see God face to face.
能够更加的亲近神。
And draw close to God.
圣经里面说啊，摩西能两次啊，四十昼夜不吃不喝。
The Bible tells us that twice, Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking.
啊，结果在神的面前与神说话。
And God spoke to him.
当他从山上下来的时候，他的脸就发光了。
After he had come down from the mountain, Moses' face was shining.
啊，以色列人还不敢见他的光。
And the Israelites dare not behold that glory.
所以他要拿一个帕子遮住。
That's why he had to put a veil on his face.
所以让我们知道说，我们常常亲近神啊，那我们属灵的生命会改变。
In the same way, if we always draw close to God, our spiritual lives will be transformed.
哥林多后书第三章里面说，这个荣光啊，不断的照耀我们。
And according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, this glory will continue to
shine on us. 我们就可以反射出神的荣耀来。
And we will reflect the glory of God.
所以就说，像古时候的一些圣徒啊，他们每天有长时间的祷告亲近神。
And the people, the believers of those days always prayed every day to God to draw close to God.
所以他们会有美好的灵性。
They were people of excellent spirit.
我们看但以理书。
Let's turn to Daniel.
但以理书第五章。
Daniel chapter 5.
十一节。
Verse 11.
五章十一节。
Daniel chapter 5 verse 11.
说在你的国中啊，有一个人，他里头有圣神的灵。你父在世的日子，这个人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。你的父亲尼布甲尼撒王，就是王的父，立他为术士、用法术的和加勒底人，变关照的领袖。十二节。在那里面有美好的灵性，又有智慧聪明。那这里讲到但以理啊，因为每天有长时间的祷告
，Daniel prayed for long periods of time every day，
所以他的生命啊得到改变。
Therefore, his life was transformed。
所以他让圣灵充满
，He was filled with God's spirit。
所以有好像神一样的聪明智慧。
He seemed to have the wisdom of the gods.
所以他为王做事毫无错误过失。
So he were faultless. He was faultless in doing the king's work.
他有非常美好的灵性。
And he was a man of excellent spirit.
心中光明。
And there was light in him.
所以我们知道说啊，神的灵在我们身上啊，不只是让我们在外表上有一些改变，有一些特殊的现象。
So we can see that the presence of God's Spirit in us is not just manifest through some outward physical evidence.
更重要的，神的灵要进到我们内心里面。
More importantly, God's Spirit enters into our hearts.
来改变我们的生命。
To transform our lives.
让我们有一个新的生命，然后才有新的生活。
So that we can live a new life.
那在以西结书里面说。
According to Ezekiel.
说神的灵要改变我们，让我们的实心啊变成肉心。
God's spirit will turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh.
让我们从内心里面呢、啊，能够顺服神的道理。
So that from our hearts we will yield to God's law.
所以求主的灵啊，能够充满我们啊，让我们真正啊有一个新的生命。
May God's spirit fill all of us so that we can lead a new life.
啊，能够在万人当中啊，能够有光明的行为。
So that we can live as sons of light among the Gentiles.
我们看以弗所书的，腓立比书的第二章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
说使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代。做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中啊，好像明光照耀。十六节。
16.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。 保罗在这里讲到说，我们要成为光明之子。
We need to be children of light.
啊，在这个弯曲的弯曲悖谬的时代中啊，成为一个无可指摘啊、无瑕无耻的神的儿女。
We need to be blameless and without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
因为有美好的灵性，所以有美好的生活彰显在我们的生活当中。
If we have an excellent spirit in us, we will live a life of light.
好像明光照耀黑暗的世界。
We will shine as lights in the world.
所以这样可以把我们所领受的生命之道啊，把它表明出来。
This is how we hold out the word of life.
因为我们所领受的是生命之道。
The word we have received is the word of life.
我们借着神的灵来改变更新我们的生命。
So we also need to be transformed. Our lives need to be transformed.
借着我们的生活当中啊，能够有光明的行为，能够把它彰显出来。
If we can live as children of light, then we can proclaim God's word effectively.
所以我们要到神的山呢，来祷告神，亲近神。
That's why it's important to come to God's mountain to pray to God and to draw close to Him.
让我们有每一个人要回去的时候都有美好的灵性。
May all of us, after returning home, will have excellent spirit in us.
主耶稣曾经带着三个门徒到山上去。
Our Lord Jesus once brought his three disciples up the mountain.
圣经里面说，在祷告的时候啊，他就改变形象。
While he was praying, Jesus transfigured.
他的脸好像太阳一样发光。
His face shone like the sun.
他的衣服也非常的洁白放光。
His garment became dazzling white.
还有摩西跟以利亚出现了。
And Moses and Elijah appeared.
所以彼得看到说啊，神的荣光充满在那里。
When Peter saw God's glory,
他说：“主啊，我们在这个地方真好。”
He said, "How good it is! How good!" It is for us to be here, Lord.
我们有神的光啊，能够照耀我们啊，能够在神的荣光当中啊，就是相当美好的。
He thought it was such a wonderful experience to be enveloped by God's glory.
求主继续带领我们在几天的学习。
So may the Lord continue to guide us during the remaining days.
让我们在神的圣山当中啊，享受神的荣美。
So all of us can enjoy God's majestic glory on this holy mountain.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
要接受按手祷告的可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.